By the time you're watching this DVD, I feel very comfortable in saying that my father and his grandfather will probably be with the Lord. And he's not there now, but he's making his way that way, and his body is checking out. But I have to say to you, the Reverend Kenneth T. Whalum is absolutely going to leave his legacy. We're going to do a song that Kyle and I wrote for him called Rev. My father, you know, we didn't call him Reverend, we called him Rev. Many times we call him Reverend Daddy. But the awesome thing is that I've been able to watch him and to be with him during this period of suffering for him. And it's been wonderful for my brothers and I to spend time with him and our wives and just to really get up under that concept that the Bible tries hard to tell us, and that's that life is a blessing, but guess what? It's also a dead-end street. God is so gracious to us, and the Bible says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, and they're new every morning. What that is, if I could translate that, is that because of what Naima Lett told you all about what Adam and Eve did, what they left us, unfortunately, this life under the sun, as Solomon always talks about in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun, it's really jacked up. It's just that God's grace and his mercies are new every morning. So we don't get to see that. We don't get to see the soft underbelly of this thing every day. And so when we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And I say, God, how could you let me live this life so beautifully for all this time? How could you bless me like you bless me day in and day out, day in and day out? How could you do that? Go on and praise him. He's worthy. We got time. Yes, he is. He's worthy, isn't he? How's that, is he worthy? So my dad, even though, because he's a stroke survivor, and I'm glad Hazella LaVar is here from Stroke of Hope to talk about the fact that, you know what, you know, when you survive a stroke and all of a sudden you can't talk and you can't swallow, then you begin to remember that this is not it. God is going, that's okay, I'm just going to let the body just fade on away so that I can get you up here with me. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him getting his reward. I don't want to lose him. But I'm jealous. So that was my sermon. They said you can't preach tonight, so we're going to play a song. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah. We're going to play a song that Kyle and I wrote for my dad and for his granddad. It's called Rev. And by the way, the harmonic and rhythmic complexities of this song are not coincidental. My dad is a very complex guy. But that's okay. We love him so much.